We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
On the Falcons Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, brought to you by Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. And by The Hubbard Company. One call, one source, one solution. Live from Frickers in Bowling Green, this is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. Here is your host, Todd Walker.
Good evening, Falcon fans. We're back for another edition of the Falcons Nest Coaches Show here on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU basketball, our focus tonight, both the men's and women's team. And we will start on the men's side as we welcome in head coach Michael Huger here at Frickers.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming out.
Well, coach, it's a strong start to the season for your guys with a 6-2 mark most recently on Saturday. You held off Dartmouth 76-69. Last week, your team was in the Virgin Islands to take part in the Paradise Jam, played three really good teams, came away with quality wins over Western Kentucky and Cincinnati. So 8 games in, I guess let's sort of take a long view here before we maybe break things down a little bit. When you look at your team as far as what's going really well, and then we'll talk about things maybe need to tweak. Let's talk about what you're pleased with thus far.
I'm definitely pleased with the way we share the basketball. We do a good job of moving the ball side to side, inside and out. We're shooting the ball well from the three-point range. Got to improve our two-point percentage, but we're shooting it from three. Very pleased with that. Pleased with the defense, new core group, I should say, losing DiMaggio, Antoine, and Jeff. That's a big loss for us, and especially Jeff and DiMaggio did a really good job of rebounding for us, so walking double-double, and Jeff was our vocal leader, so we had to have guys step up and replace those guys, and Caleb Fields has done a fabulous job so far with the vocalness that he brings to the court on the defensive end every time. And rebounding, Taylor Matos has done a great job. He's fifth in the MAC in rebounding at eight a game. So I'm hoping he can improve that with more playing time. And he's getting that number with limited playing time, as so to say. So with more playing time, I'm hoping he can get more rebounds. And those are the things that I'm very pleased with so far.
Well, clearly the other thing your team is doing tremendously well is taking care of the basketball. And the Ken Pomeroy ratings, your turnover percentage is fourth in the country. You're only turning the ball over 13% of the time. And I guess that sort of figured with the experience of the backcourt that you have returning, not a surprise that you're taking care of the basketball.
Oh, we're definitely doing a great job there taking care of the basketball. We have a drill that we do every day. It's called the Kobe drill. So they have nine balls on the rack. Each team has nine balls, and plus the live basketball that we're playing with. Once we lose all the basketballs, we start to run. So they don't like running. So they take very good care of that basketball. We got close today. We had eight turnovers today, and with one more game left to play, and they finished with eight, so they didn't have any turnovers at the end. But that's the drill that I think helps us out the most, is that Kobe drill, and the guys really like that drill, and it shows on the court when we take really good care of the basketball.
Coach, you mentioned your defense and how generally you've been pleased with it. One thing that has sort of bedeviled your team is not necessarily foul trouble, but sending the other team to the line. It was sort of by design late in the Cincinnati game, and we'll talk about that maybe here later, but it seems like you've been on the short end of the foul free throw shooting each and every game. Is that just part of being aggressive, or maybe not aggressive enough offensively? Is that an issue at all for you?
I would say it's more of the referee. I'm just playing with that one. Referees who are listening to the show right now. It's more of our guys sometimes not being quite as ready and playing to the level of the opponent. So, when you play certain teams, you know, guys kind of tend to look down on them and think they're not as good. And now we have to react. And once you start to react instead of anticipating what's going on, we're always at the other team's mercy. And that's what happened to us early. We were reacting to a lot of teams and getting cheap hand check fouls. And they add up. They add up when you continue to get those fouls. As we started to respect the opponent more, we started to play better defense and understanding the urgency, the sense of urgency that we had to play with on the defensive end. So it's something, you know, it's always a learning experience. We're not an old team by any means, but we're not a young team. So we're right in the middle, and you still have key guys learning and learning how to play, you know, at this speed and at this pace. It's one thing to practice hard and every day and compete. It's another to get out on the court and play for those 40 minutes.
Well, Coach, as we look back to your most recent games, we talked about Saturday, you beat Dartmouth. Before that, you had three games in the Virgin Islands at the Paradise Jam, and as you went into it, the chance to play three really good teams, ends up you did play all three of them, all top 100 teams, Western Kentucky, Cincinnati, Nevada. The Western Kentucky game, you faced a real big challenge, literally. Charles Bassey, their big man, is a projected first-round NBA draft pick, and he showed it, but he got a late basket from Justin Turner to win that game. That was an impressive win over Western Kentucky.
Oh, it definitely was an impressive win. They're a very good team. Anytime you can play somebody, you know, with the same name, Bowling Green, and everybody gets us confused with them anyway. So now we know who's the real Bowling Green, right? It was fun, you know, for our guys, especially our bigs, to have that challenge of going against an NBA prospect in Bassey. He's very good, quick twitch, rebounds the ball well, very good on the low block. He does everything that you would want in a big man. So it was a great challenge for our guys, and they were up for the challenge. They did a good job of defending him and made him take contested jump shots. It's just he's so athletic and so fast, you know, it's just hard to guard. But we also have a pro prospect in Justin Turner, and he showed why he's, I would say, the better pro.
And Justin had the ball late and came down the floor and got into the Bowling Green defeated Western Kentucky 77-75. So then you earned an off day with that win and an extra day to prepare for Cincinnati. And, of course, they have a long pedigree of being a very good program, an in-state program. And it was a game, unfortunately, you lost Justin Turner when he pulled a hamstring during that game. You're down double digits. And, boy, did your team show some fortitude battling back to get to overtime and winning that game without Justin.
Oh, we definitely showed the fortitude. But on that day off, he made that seem like real easy. On that day off, we went to the beach. So we hung out on the beach that day, and we had a lot of fun on the beach in preparing for Cincinnati. And I think that salt water helped those guys out there on the court. But Cincinnati is a very good team, very good defensively, very strong defensive team. And, you know, for us to score 91 points against them, and I forget what it was before overtime, but just to be able to score that many points against a defense like that shows that we did a really good job ourselves defensively. And we were able to move the ball once again side to side, inside out. And Justin had a okay first half, but Dylan had a huge second half. Dylan Fry had a huge second half for us that really put the game away. And, you know, it was just a lot of fun to coach that. Unfortunately, we did lose Justin in that game. And, you know, we got some good news today regarding him that, you know, it's not as bad as we thought. So we're hoping to see him sooner rather than later. We don't know how long exactly right now, but we think we'll have him back. So that's the biggest thing right there for us. So I'm excited about that news.
Well, the next game you played without Justin against Nevada, you kind of ran out of steam against a good Wolfpack team and lost that championship game of the Paradise Jam. But I think the Cincinnati win was very notable, even if Justin had played the whole time, because they are known as a team that sort of pushes you around. Even though they've changed coaches, they still have a lot of athletic, tough, physical guys. And I think your team has developed a toughness over the last couple of years that a few years ago was not there. And that was really shown in that Cincinnati win, because they give you nothing. You got to take.
Oh, yeah. They're not giving you a thing. You got to earn every – it's like a football game out there with those guys with no pads. I mean, those guys are rough. And they play fast. They're very athletic. And we were up for the challenge. We didn't back down one inch, and that's what it's about. We were able to fight them off and get rebounds. We actually out-rebounded them, I think, that game, didn't we? So we did a really good job on the boards, and that's rare with a Cincinnati team of losing the rebound battle. But we were tougher that night, and all you have to be is tougher than them for 40 minutes or however long it takes, and we were the tougher team.
BG did out-rebound them 47-44. So the way you look at your team, a lot of guys saw a little bit elevated playing time in that game, and then with Nevada and Dartmouth, as we talked about. But who are some of the new guys that are in roles now that we haven't seen before? They're either junior college or freshmen. Talk about some of their development and what you've seen with some minutes here under their belt now.
Well, Trey Diggs is the biggest benefactor of Justin going down. He has those minutes now and starting, and he played a very good game on Saturday, shot the ball extremely well, rebounded well. He finished with 7 rebounds in that game, and he defended the way I wanted him to. So he did a really good job. We also had Davin Ziegler get into the game, and Dav is still learning as a freshman. He plays defense the way I want him to right now, and he just has to work on the other things and getting better. And then we have Chandler Turner, another one, that newcomer, very good offensively, just trying to figure out some things on the defensive end, and that's been the challenge for those two right now. And then Dylan Swingle was in. I'm happy that we have him eligible. The biggest thing for him now is finding other big guys to play against. So that's been the biggest thing for Dylan. And this week against Oakland, he'll have some bigs to go against. So you guys have really get a chance to see what he can do right now with guys his size right now.
Falcons do entertain the Oakland Golden Grizzlies Saturday at 4 o'clock at Stroh Center. We'll have our Medical Mutual pregame show at 3:30. And you talk about Dylan Swingle and Taylor Matos, two genuine bigs inside, true postmen. But some of the games you've played, their minutes have been limited, as you sort of hinted at earlier, because a lot of teams like to go small, as they say nowadays. But you certainly have that versatility. Mainly when you go small, we see a lot more Marlon Sierra, right?
Yes, we've been seeing a lot more Marlon just because of the teams that we've played have been so small. The beauty of Marlon is he's able to guard a smaller five or a bigger five. So he's a special one and having that ability. Taylor Matos is developing that skill of being able to guard a smaller five. Dylan is still a work in progress of guarding a smaller five, but I think one day he'll be able to. We thought the same about DiMaggio when we first had him. When we went smaller fives, we had to do the same thing, and DiMaggio was able to develop that skill set that he can guard a smaller five, so we were able to keep him in the game at the end.
Boy, and Marlon hit two huge shots for you on Saturday. Hit one in the short corner and then stepped out deep in the corner and hit a three against Dartmouth when that lead got down to one possession a couple times.
Oh, Marlon was huge. I mean, he played a fabulous game. It was hard to take him out in the second half because of his defense more so than his offense. His defense was really good on Knight. He was able to hold Knight to, I think, 8 points during that game and did a great job of frustrating them and fouling them out, and that's their best player. So he was able to foul him out with an over-the-back call, and then he hit a big bucket down low, and then he hit the big three. The three was huge. They you know, most teams forget about Marlon because, you know, they're so worried about Justin Turner and Dylan Fry that you forget about Marlon Sierra and that he's a very good player as well. So the beauty of having this team is anybody can step up at any given night and have a night, and that's what Marlon had for us. And, you know, it's a luxury to have that much talent, and it's also a curse because guys get frustrated as well and they all want to play. And so you just got to do a great job of trying to manage the minutes and trying to keep everybody happy as best you can. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's trying to win the game. You know, you're trying to win the game, and you're not going to please everybody. Everyone's not going to be happy. But at the end, the team, Bowling Green, gets the victory.
When you win, most people are happy, so that makes it a lot easier. Falcons' next chance will be Saturday with Oakland. We'll talk about that and more with Coach Huger when we come back to Frickers. It is the Falcons' Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This season, make a fast break and get to Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, where we clobber big city prices and pride ourselves on making your car buying experience simple, easy, and fun. At Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, find buzzer beater deals on the area's best lineup of compacts, midsize, and luxury cars, trucks, and SUVs. We've got the selection. We've got the pricing. We've got the savings. We've got the financing. Stop by in person at 1099 North Main Street in Bowling Green or log into CroninBG.com. It's the ultimate championship team.
Best pizza, New York style.
Nah, deep dish.
No way, a white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No, Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke. Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on. You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
A nice cold Coke.
Pizza served with a Coke.
Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak.
About that steak.
And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through spring semester, in-store or online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You can depend on Wood County Hospital for the area's best orthopedic care. From sports medicine to the most advanced joint replacement surgeries, Wood County Advanced Orthopedics Dr. Carlos Gomez offers a level of care that competes with the nation's largest hospitals. For more information on the very latest advances in orthopedic techniques and surgeries, visit our website, woodcountyhospital.org. You can depend on us.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
This season, make a fast break and get to Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, where we clobber big city prices and pride ourselves on making your car buying experience simple, easy, and fun. At Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, find buzzer beater deals on the area's best lineup of compacts, midsize, and luxury cars, trucks, and SUVs. We've got the selection. We've got the pricing. We've got the savings. We've got the financing. Stop by in person at 1099 North Main Street in Bowling Green or log into CroninBG.com. It's the ultimate championship team.
We are back on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, coming to you from Frickers in Bowling Green. On the Falcon Sports Radio Network, BGSU men's basketball will be back at it on Saturday when they host the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. It is a 4 o'clock tip from Stroh Center, so we'll be on the air with our Medical Mutual pregame show at 3:30. Talking men's hoops with Coach Michael Huger here. And, Coach, we talked about the Paradise Jam you guys went to in the Virgin Islands, and, of course, that's something that teams do on occasion to sort of get away to some of these tropical locales, but it's not just a gimme that you can get invited to these or even go to them. A lot of things have to fall in line. So talk about how it played out. You guys found your way into playing in the Paradise Jam.
Well, this was a couple years in the making. Kevin Noon does our scheduling for us, and you know, every year he comes up with these crazy ideas. Do you want to go here? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And he finally came up with something that I liked. And so that's how it happened. And this was probably 3 years ago we came up with this. We just had to wait it out and wait our turn. And this was the opportunity that I wanted to take advantage of and get the guys a chance to go someplace warm while it's cold over this way. And it was a great bonding trip for the guys. They were able to hang out with each other and see another culture, the way they live over in the Virgin Islands and St. Thomas. It was just a lot of fun. And we got a lot of the history of the Virgin Islands and got a chance to see the mountains and the beaches. And it was such a fun time for the guys just to get a chance to hang out with one another for 6 days. So it was a lot of fun, and then you get great competition, and that was the most important thing, to be able to play against quality competition. You know, when teams think that you're good and that your team is going to be good, it's hard to get games against good teams because no one wants to lose. So everyone tries to avoid you, and the way we were able to get those games was by going down to the Virgin Islands. And next year is going to probably be even more difficult to get games because we beat those teams. So, you know, it is what it is, but it's a lot of fun, and it's always a great process going through scheduling, because everybody lies and cheats about scheduling. Oh, my goodness. It's like the worst thing going. They'll tell you, yeah, we want to play you, and then 2 days later, no, we can't play. We just signed a contract with somebody else. So it's always a back-and-forth thing with scheduling, and it's never done until you actually get the contract back signed, sealed, and delivered. Then we know we're going to play this team. So that's how it works.
And it certainly was an enjoyable trip, and, of course, a lot of the guys come from different places and different cultures, and then we head to the beach and we find out a lot of guys have never been to the beach and never swam, or some guys are really good at it already, go running in and jump and swim and snorkel like it's fallen out of bed. So it's fun to watch different backgrounds come together like that.
Oh, it was definitely a lot of fun. At one particular point, I was on the beach, and I didn't get in the water, so I'll tell you that. I can swim, I just didn't get in the water. And I sat and watched all the guys run into the water, and then I see three guys just standing at the edge and just waiting. Justin Turner, Michael Laster and Davin Ziegler cannot swim. They were waiting for life jackets. So they stood on the side, and then they realized that the water was really just waist deep, and everybody else was jumping in, and then they went in without life jackets. So they were all right. So that was probably my funnest moment of being out there.
On the other end of the scale, Trey Diggs is really good in the water. Matisse was really good, and Ethan Good had no problem.
Trey Diggs is a fish. I mean, yeah. he was all over the water. I mean, he went deep, way out. We couldn't see him at one point. I'm like, okay. And then it's like he's from Destin, Florida, so he knows the water very well. He knows his way around the water.
Well, this team is certainly learning its way around, integrating the new players, as we talked about, and now you're hitting a stretch here where whatever the situation is, whenever you get Justin back, it could be one of those things, while other guys are getting more minutes, they're growing too. So this is an important time when one of your top players is unable to go, right?
It is definitely an important time. Guys are getting valuable minutes and valuable experience, especially the young guys, of having this opportunity. And I expect them to take full advantage of the opportunity. It's difficult when you're missing your best players, but I expect guys to step up, and I really don't expect to miss the beat. So I think we should be fine and going forward. We may have some difficulties, but I think we can work our way through it, and I think we'll still be successful.
Well, the Cincinnati game without Justin, clearly you rode Dylan Fry to that comeback, and he was simply spectacular, not just with shot-making, but leadership and running the team, and clearly he took the mantle of having to do that gladly. That was really a tour de force for him in the second half, because he sort of had to get out of what he does. He scored and made shots, but he was the man. He had to do everything, and he responded very well.
He responded extremely well to that pressure of losing Justin. I think we lost him with 16 minutes left in the second half, so that's a lot of time, and we were down at the time when we did lose him, and we just stayed the course and continued to battle, and he was able to make shots. Mike Laster was able to rebound extremely well that game. I think he had 10 rebounds that game and dished out, I think, 6 assists. So he played really big for us. Daquan Plowden had a big rebound tonight for us. So a lot of the guys just stepped up and played their role, but Dylan was the one that stepped up and made big shots down the stretch and big free throws down the stretch, and that was the difference in the game for us.
Yeah, Dylan made 9 straight free throws in that Cincinnati game. And then late in that game, you're down 3 with what could be your final possession. And you draw a play up for the new guy, Trey Diggs. And, man, was he money?
Trey was definitely money on that shot. It was, you see it in practice, and you think he can hit the shot, but you're always scared because it's like, all right, I'm bringing him in cold off the bench. Robin, you know that. You bring a player in cold off the bench, you get a little nervous when you draw up a play. But I had the confidence in Trey because I've seen him knock down shots just stepping into the gym. So I figured he would be able to knock down a wide open look. And Dylan set a great screen for him, and we were able to get him wide open, and it was nothing but net. So the only thing about that shot, I thought he shot it too soon. I wanted to take some more time off the clock. Cincinnati had 20 seconds left, and Mike Laster had an opportunity to win the game in regulation. And, referees aren't calling those fouls, at the end of the game. Not. So you just got to take your lumps. So I was like, get up off the floor, let's go overtime. We're all right. So.
And you were indeed all right as you defeated them in overtime. And so now you get a stretch here where you're mostly at home between now and the beginning of the conference season, with the exception being a trip to Atlantic City for a couple of games. As you look at the big picture now, certainly the best thing would be to get Justin back in the fold. That's a given. But between now and the first MAC game, what are some of the things that Coach wants to see step up a little bit here in the next few weeks?
The biggest thing is the defense. We got to challenge ourselves on the defensive end. You may see us press a little bit more just to get more possessions, get a little more tempo going for us. We've done a great job of sharing the basketball, so I'm hoping that will continue on that end, and hopefully we'll still be able to score and get the ball, you know, easy layups and different things like that. But we still got to make our threes and got to make our free throws. We had a little hiccup on the free throw line against Dartmouth. It's unlike us. We've been shooting it at a higher percentage. I think we're in the 70s, 77, 78, and that game we were about 50. So just got to do a great job. If we make our free throws, then the Dartmouth game is, you know, more of a 15-point game instead of a 7-point game. So those are the things I'm looking for. Defensively, we got to have different guys step up to that challenge. Justin was basically our lockdown corner. So he was the corner out there. And he did a great job defensively, and he's come such a long way. And being our vocal leader and out there, you know, barking instructions out to those guys on the defensive end. So I'm looking for different guys to step up, and you know, I think we'll have to do that by committee as well. And whoever's playing well and doing the things that we need to do, those will be the ones that'll get those minutes.
Next time out, it's Oakland Saturday at Stroh Center at 4 o'clock. Coach, we appreciate you joining us. Great start to the season thus far. Hopefully keep it going on Saturday.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys for coming out.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger with us. We'll talk women's basketball with Coach Robin Fralick next on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through spring semester, in-store or online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
It's time to be. Share a smile this season with favorites from Big B Coffee, like a peppermint stick mocha latte, hot, iced, or frozen. Hurry in today. It's time to be.
Big B Coffee, located at 215 East Worcester Street in the Market Square Plaza, and online at BigB.com. And remember, it isn't Big B without BG.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Whether your stay is for business or pleasure, the Hampton Inn Bowling Green will make your stay a positive and memorable experience. Just across the street from Doyle Perry Stadium, their luxurious hotel features an elegant two-story Romanesque motif that makes you feel like royalty. Enjoy on-the-house hot breakfast and complimentary wireless internet access. Come experience Hampton Inn's beds for yourself and enjoy a comfy mattress and soft new sheets, choice of feather or foam pillows, and a plush down-like blanket or duvet. Whether you're in BG for Falcon Sports, a business trip, or just a visit, make your stay positive and memorable at the Hampton Inn.
Are you suffering from chronic pain? Would you like to sleep better, feel better, and have more energy? True Rest Float Spa is your answer. Start with a relaxing rainfall shower, followed by 60 minutes soaking in our highly concentrated salt water. Float therapy has been proven to ease back and joint pain, relieve stress, lower blood pressure, and enhance both sleep and mental clarity. Finally, enjoy our flavored oxygen bar for mood enhancement before you get back to your daily grind. Find out more on Facebook or at truerest.com.
For over 80 years, LaSalle Cleaners has been serving Northwest Ohio with courteous service and quality cleaning. And now LaSalle Cleaners is the official dry cleaner of BGSU Athletics. They never lose sight of what's important, providing a convenient, quality, and cost-conscious program that's useful to everyone. They're successful because they genuinely take pride in the special care they give their customers and their clothes. For all your dry cleaning needs, go where the Falcons go. LaSalle Cleaners. Hang with the best.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
This season, make a fast break and get to Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, where we clobber big city prices and pride ourselves on making your car buying experience simple, easy, and fun. At Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, find buzzer beater deals on the area's best lineup of compacts, midsize, and luxury cars, trucks, and SUVs. We've got the selection. We've got the pricing. We've got the savings. We've got the financing. Stop by in person at 1099 North Main Street in Bowling Green or log into CroninBG.com. It's the ultimate championship team.
We are back at Frickers on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU men's basketball with a 6-2 mark will look to move to 7-2 Saturday as they host the Oakland Golden Grizzlies, perennially one of the better teams in mid-major basketball. And we'll have that for you with the Medical Mutual pregame show at 3:30. Meanwhile, the BGSU women's basketball team has been busy and off to a pretty good start of their season. Let's welcome head coach Robin Frelick here to Frickers. Coach, good to see you again.
Great to see you.
Let's talk about your trip. The men's team went to the Virgin Islands. You guys went to British Columbia, all the way on the other side of the continent. And maybe it doesn't sound as warm as the Virgin Islands, but obviously it's a successful tournament and it has its own draw. Talk about the fun aspects of the trip and all of that for your team.
Yeah, well, I was just teasing Coach Huger. You know, they needed SPF on their trip, and we needed winter hat and scarves, and it was good to see him again today. We haven't seen each other for a little bit. We got back late last night. It was an amazing experience. Every single person that went on the trip for us, between our staff and our team, it was everybody's first time to Victoria and to British Columbia, Canada, and it's spectacular. What a beautiful part of the world. There's no easy way to get there, so we had some epic travel days, but it was worth it. We played in a great tournament, just really high-level teams, and got to see a part of the world that I probably would have never seen otherwise, and I think it was a great, as Coach Huger just said with his team, that time that you get together with your team is so valuable.
And some years it's more valuable than others. This being your second year as the head coach with some new recruits in and sort of revamping your program, was it more helpful in that regard than maybe it might be in other seasons?
Yeah, we felt that way, especially with so many new kids, that this would just be a great, you know, there's no replacement for time and what it looks like to spend time together. And it was a really worthwhile trip, and the competition was really good. You know, last year I felt like we got into conference play, and it took us a minute to realize the level. I thought we got better as the year went on in conference, but initially I felt like we weren't ready for that level from who we had played in non-conference. And I feel like this year, I mean, after our Green Bay game, after San Francisco, it's really clear the things you have to do better. And you know, going into the Cal Baptist game, I thought our team responded really well. It's the best we've played all year by far, across the board, because Cal Baptist is actually, they're an excellent team. I shared this earlier today at the luncheon. I watched them the first night take Stanford to the wire. They're down 2 with a minute to go over Stanford, who's currently the number one team in the country, I believe, and make 17 threes. And they were a WNIT team last year. So we went into that game knowing we had a big challenge in front of us, but it was great to see our team. It's the best we've played. I think it might be the best we've played since I've been here, so that was really cool to see.
And your club is off to a solid start at 4-3, I believe, is your mark. But for those who haven't followed you from the preseason, you're down a player that we thought was going to be your leader, and things seem to be rounding into shape for Andrea Cecil. She suffered an injury, and obviously you got to move on without her to some degree, but your team's overcome that obstacle to some degree. But what is her status?
Yeah, you know, honestly, we don't really know. Her injury is really unique. The timetable on it is really varied. And so I know that's hard on her. I know that's hard on us. I know it's hard on the team, but I feel my heart hurts for her. She had an unbelievable preseason. She had really was playing at an incredibly high level in practice. And so we just don't know. I mean, we're hopeful that in her, you know, the variedness of her from what we hear from the doctors, we're hopeful that it's good news, you know, but it's sort of day-to-day with her right now.
Well, be that as it may, your team coming together in a lot of different ways. And one thing that was really smart, your last game out, you got the ball to Angela Perry. And
yes,
she scored 36 points, and that's a lot of points. The only person in orange and brown to ever score more was Lauren Prohaska. So she's in high company. And she's capable of big offensive outbursts like that, and clearly you got her rolling. But you were talking earlier at the event we were at, and you had pointed out to your team that maybe they needed to get her the ball in some bigger quantities than they had been, right?
Yeah, well, the night before, she had not gotten the ball, and we watched film after our San Francisco that night before we played Cal Baptist, and we watched a lot of clips of places where she's very open and we're just not getting her the ball at the right time and seeing it. And I thought her team did a great job of responding to that. And, you know, I think that we all saw, yeah, that works pretty well. Yeah, and credit to Angela. You know, I feel like she's really this year gotten herself in a position to play at a higher level for a longer amount of time. So she was able to sustain her scoring throughout the entire game. Which, you know, going into that third, we're up, I forget we were up at half, but I think we were up 17 at half. But against Cal Baptist, that's being up like 7 because they shoot the three ball so well. So you're going into halftime thinking, okay, we got to keep this going. And in the third quarter, she had 16 points. So I thought that her ability to sustain that through the entire game was critical for us.
Yeah, even last year, the few times I got to watch your team for a long stretch, Angela seemed to score almost every time you got her the ball. I mean, it's quite literal. And
yeah. And
now, even offensively, have you seen an improvement there? You talked about her stamina, but has there been a little bit of an uptick even in her offensive game?
Yeah, because her stamina is better. You know, when you're able to post every possession, when you want the ball every possession, you know, you become more dominating. And she's shooting, I think right now she's shooting almost 70% from the floor. So credit to her. You know, she's obviously, in that game particularly, we knew going in she was going to be a big mismatch. And credit to her and the team for exploiting that.
And a player that really has battled through some injuries in her career now is your leading scorer this year, apparently fully healthy. Breon Thompson is been a consistent scorer for you here in the early season, averaging 14, 15 points a game.
Yeah.
And, boy, to have her healthy and be able to do what she does really gives you a different dimension offensively.
Yeah, she has a great knack for creating her own shot. You know, she scores at all three levels. She shoots the three. She can score off the bounce, and she can get to the basket. So that's been great for our team. Both our wings, Rian Thompson and Madison Parker, have really scored the ball well for us, and it's been fun to watch them develop. You know, one of the big parts of being part of a program, you know, when you feel like you really are developing a program, is you see players develop, and I've seen both of those two kids take big strides even from last year, and just their ability, you know, and credit to them for working at it. The biggest stride I've seen for Rian, too, is on the defensive end. She's really developed defensively, which has helped our team.
And it really is a luxury to have those players that can, what we call them, they're just scorers. They can somehow find a way to get a basket. And that's hard to teach. It's more instinctual, you think?
I do. I think some people really have a knack for scoring. And, you know, in high school, Rian was a scorer too, so she does have a knack for that. But one thing, you know, she's improved defensively. She's also improved as a passer. You know, that's something that we really emphasize on our team. I feel like when you have a good passing team, you end up with high percentage shots, and she's really improved, too, with her ability to pass.
Another player that really, I guess, will continue to get better passing, although she's already outstanding, Katie Hempfling is leading the team in rebounding and assists currently. And really, you've got so many offensive weapons, or seemingly other people that do a lot of the scoring. She doesn't score a ton, but, man, she is so important to what you're doing. What has gotten better for Katie in her second year here?
Well, I think a few things. One, experience. You know, I always say you can't teach experience. So for us, we had a lot of young kids who've gotten a lot of experience. Katie played a lot as a freshman. Two, and I shared this about Angela, too, her fitness level has improved dramatically. She's able to play she plays at a higher level for a longer period of time now. And, you know, she just has a knack for rebounding the basketball. My goodness. I mean, she is undersized and tough and seems to come up with every rebound in a crowd. And, you know, we opened up with Cleveland State at home. And when you watch that game, her ability to pass against a zone, to pass in general, but, you know, our opener versus Cleveland State, she just has a knack for finding people, and her feel for the game is so high. That's hard to teach. And she is fun to play with. You know, I know all the kids on the team really like playing with her, because if you're open, you're getting the ball.
No doubt about it. If you're in a position to score, she's going to find you, and you're going to get good shots. Is that, as an overview with your team, the biggest improvement just superficially from last year to this year? This team is more conditioned to what you need to do and want to do with your system and your program.
Yeah, I think our fitness level improved. That was something we spent a lot of time on last year and this in the off season. You know, if you look statistically, it's still really early, but we shoot at a higher percentage from the field and three. Our assists have gone up a little bit, and that was something we took a huge step in last year. And then the biggest noticeable changes were defending much better. Our field goal percentage defense is significantly better. And that, you know, I look at our Cal Baptist game. We were really good offensively, and we were really good defensively that game. So still a lot of room to grow in that, but our defensive effort has early on so far has really improved.
BGSU women's basketball will head to Huntington Saturday afternoon for a date with the Thundering Herd of Marshall. We'll talk about that and more with Coach Robin Fralick when we come back to Frickers on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This season, make a fast break and get to Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, where we clobber big city prices and pride ourselves on making your car buying experience simple, easy, and fun. At Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, find buzzer-beater deals on the area's best lineup of compacts, midsize, and luxury cars, trucks, and SUVs. We've got the selection. We've got the pricing. We've got the savings. We've got the financing. Stop by in person at 1099 North Main Street in Bowling Green or log into CroninBG.com. It's the ultimate championship team.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Frickers, the home for fun food. 410 Spirits is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
For over 100 years, iron workers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an iron worker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are iron worker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Iron Workers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
You can depend on Wood County Hospital for the area's best orthopedic care. From sports medicine to the most advanced joint replacement surgeries, Wood County Advanced Orthopedics Dr. Carlos Gomez offers a level of care that competes with the nation's largest hospitals. For more information on the very latest advances in orthopedic techniques and surgeries, visit our website, woodcountyhospital.org. You can depend on us.
The Learfield.
Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
This season, make a fast break and get to Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, where we clobber big city prices and pride ourselves on making your car buying experience simple, easy, and fun. At Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, find buzzer-beater deals on the area's best lineup of compacts, midsize, and luxury cars, trucks, and SUVs. We've got the selection. We've got the pricing. We've got the savings. We've got the financing. Stop by in person at 1099 North Main Street in Bowling Green or log into CroninBG.com. It's the ultimate championship team.
We are back with you from Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU men's basketball will be back in action on Saturday as they host Oakland, and that will be a 4 o'clock start. We'll have our Medical Mutual pregame show at 3:30. That's the Falcons and Golden Grizzlies at 4. We're talking women's basketball now. Head coach Robin Frelick is with us. They will also be in action on Saturday at Marshall. And that at is going to be a permanent part of their lexicon for the next few weeks. They're at Marshall, at Milwaukee, at Loyola Chicago, at Purdue. So this road trip, this bonding thing, you're taking this seriously, huh?
Yeah, we wanted to spend as much time together before the Christmas season.
Right.
Yeah, you know, the scheduling worked out the way it did this year, which I think is really going to actually help us next year because we're going to get those games at home, you know, a home-at-home series. But we're turning it positive. You know, you got to be tough on the road. You've got to be resilient. You've got to be even better on the road. So we know going into MAC play, you know, the league is for real. I mean, our teams are beating Power 5 teams left and right. So we're going to be battle-tested. We're going to grow up. We're going to see things that we have to get better at. You know, we're going to have a real idea of who we are and what we need to do, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, the Mid-American Conference is an exciting challenge, and we'll talk more about the conference once we get into the league play. But when you look at your team specifically coming up now with this Marshall game on Saturday, I'm sure you're just now starting to dig into the game plan with returning home and that kind of thing. But what do you know about Marshall that you can lay out for us?
Yeah, Marshall's athletic. You know, that's something that really stands out about them. They're pretty athletic at every position. They have a few kids who shoot the three really well. They mix up between man and zone. I think, you know, right now they've played, I think they're actually playing tonight versus Indiana State. It's tonight or tomorrow. But we played them at home last year. They were actually a postseason team as well. So it's going to be a challenge. You know, I think what we're really going to have to do a good job with them is against their athleticism is taking care of the basketball and rebounding the ball.
So I'll sort of put out the question to you. I did the same thing with Coach Huger. You have 5 games here before you delve into conference after the first of the year. What are some of the things that you're working on here that need to improve before you dive into the MAC on January 4th up in Ypsilanti?
Yeah, it's funny you asked that. We had a travel day all day long yesterday, so we were together all day, which was great. And our staff was too. And one of the things we talked about is we have to get better at the things that happen all the time, right? So on every possession, there's a rebound. On every possession, there's a conversion. And those, we got to get better at that. Our conversion, offense, and defense, we need to improve on. Against San Francisco, we gave up 17 offensive rebounds. Can't do that. You know, you can't do that and have success. So those are things that we can do better. You know, one of the things we shared with our team on our trip, we played 3 games in 3 days, is this, if we all do more things right. You know, we don't need anyone to suddenly become a superhero, but if we all do more things right each night, it changes our team. And what was really cool was our Cal Baptist game, we did that. Everybody did more things right, whether it was being in our help position on D or chasing down a loose ball or physically boxing out. And over the course of the game, that's rewarded. So that's what we're going to focus on. I can't wait to practice this week because we just got so much good feedback from this tournament about kind of where we are and where we can go.
And I think it also speaks to what you were telling us about earlier, just by playing three games in a row, if you finished with a strong game, then clearly the focus and the conditioning, the stamina is there, because otherwise would have went the other way, right? So that had to be maybe the most encouraging thing.
Yeah, I thought we were the tougher team on that third game, and that was encouraging. And I saw kids, I thought it was the best we've played all year. So that was encouraging to see that on our third game in a row. You know, we're playing at 11 a.m., which is really, what is that,
2 o'clock here.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, everybody should go to the West Coast. You wake up bright-eyed at 6 a.m., you know, you're ready to attack the day. We're up every day early, ready to go.
That didn't work this morning, though, did it?
This morning, I had no idea where I was, what time it was. Well, what was neat is my son, Will, he's six. He came with us on the trip. And this morning, I had to wake him up at 10:30. You know, six-year-olds are usually up at like 6:30. You're jumping on your bed. I'm like, buddy, we got to go to school, you know. He's like, but mommy, it's only 7:30. He calls it Canada time.
Canada.
Yeah. I didn't get into the time zone lesson yet. But in Canada time, it was 7:30. So, yeah. Kind of going on earth. I don't know what I'm sharing about now.
Well, before I let you go, usually with Coach Huger, I would know we would blame Coach Noon for these four straight road games. Who makes your schedule?
Yeah, I got to talk to Coach Kim about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we agreed on that. And I actually, we spent a lot, as he shared, it's the world of scheduling. You know, people say that recruiting people can get a little bit tough. You know,
and people,
scheduling
now. Yeah.
Is the nastiest of the nasty in college basketball. I mean, people, it brings out all kinds of things in people. So, yeah, you know, people commit to something, and until you get that contract in writing, it can be pretty, it can be interesting. But, we got some home and homes, and next year will be the benefit of those being home games.
Well, good luck at Marshall on Saturday, and we'll see you here in a couple of weeks then.
Thank you.
That's head coach Robin Frelick, BGSU Women's Basketball. We'll come back and wrap up the show next on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up. We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter. Proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
The Hubbard Company is a family-owned business that has been serving the area since 1951. A premier provider of print, office supplies, and furniture, promotional items, and graphic design services. If you can think it, we can ink it. Postcards, signs, or banners, logoed attire, caps, tents, or trinkets that will help you promote your message. And everyday office essentials. Call 419-784-4455. We help our clients succeed and grow. One call, one source, one solution. Visit HubbardCompany.com today.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get Jets.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
You can depend on Wood County Hospital for the area's best orthopedic care. From sports medicine to the most advanced joint replacement surgeries, Wood County Advanced Orthopedics Dr. Carlos Gomez offers a level of care that competes with the nation's largest hospitals.
For more information on the very latest advances in orthopedic techniques and surgeries, visit our website, woodcountyhospital.org. You can depend on us.
Best pizza, New York style.
Nah. Deep dish.
No way. A white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No. Neapolitan.
Uh-uh. Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke.
Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza served with a Coke.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Your local electrical contractors from NECA and the professional electricians at IBEW Local 8 want to thank Bowling Green State University for trusting them to perform so much of their electrical work at the university. We appreciate that we have such a world-class university here in our region, helping to make this a better community to live and work. For all your electrical needs, please visit AskNECA.com or call 866-ASK-NECA. We're your local professional electrical contractors. Go Falcons!
Back in the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, how about BG Hockey beat Notre Dame twice this weekend? They're home for Huntsville Friday night and Saturday night at the BGSU Ice Arena. Go see them. They're rated number 6 in the nation in the pairwise rankings. We're back with you Saturday for men's basketball, 3:30 pregame, 4 o'clock tip with the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. Until then, this is Todd Walker saying, "I Ziggy Zumba."
On the Falcons Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, the Falcons Nest Coaches Show has been brought to you by Big B Coffee. It isn't Big B without BG. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Thayer Family Dealerships, 5 great franchises, 1 great dealership. And by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Falcons Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.